Let's get to Cody Reinberg, HKM Attorneys. He's an employment attorney and has joined us in the past and has offered amazing advice and really helped us out so much, Cody. Glad you're back. Thank you for doing it.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right, so we've got, can I just ask a general question first, and then we're going to get to your calls, 312-981-7200. The one thing I am hearing, last we talked, people were still having trouble accessing the site. There was such a volume going in, everybody trying to get there at the same time. They were, you know, not able to get through. Now I'm hearing the number one issue, and there are a lot of little issues. We want to get to everyone's individual issue. But the number one issue I'm hearing is in the state of Illinois, the self-employed, the gig workers, independent contractors are just not able to get benefits in Illinois, even though they're federally allowed to get them because the system wasn't set up for them. And we're hearing that there's a tremendous lag time between the time when most people were able to apply for unemployment and the time when they will actually be able to do it. I'm hearing they can't even do it yet.
Yeah, and you know, that is unfortunate because we wish this was more timely. And you hit the nail on the head when you said, you know, the system just wasn't set up for this. But we do have some hope. The state of Illinois has contracted with Deloitte, which is a large accounting firm in the country, and have given a date now. They've said that the application and the process for gig workers, self-employed, independent contractors should be online, right? So you should be able to apply for and receive unemployment benefits by May 11th. So put that date in your calendar, all you self-employed, independent contractor, gig workers. Unfortunately, I do suspect that we will have an influx of those applications, just like we do with everything else. But that is the date, May 11th, that the state says the process for those workers should be up and running, and it is third partied out by Deloitte. So hopefully that will go smoother than this initial process.
Yeah, so hopefully we're in good hands there, because I know, you know, if you're an Uber driver, if you're any gig worker, you work in the music industry, entertainment, I mean, the list goes on, they're not getting a paycheck right now. And so waiting this period of time is certainly, it's painful. And so that's good. May 11th, there will be some sort of relief for you. Let's go to the phones. Mike, go ahead. You're on WGN. You got a question for Cody?
Hi, Anna. Yes, I do. My daughter was a student at an Illinois State University, was in training through the university for a job, but had not been paid yet. Now, of course, she's not working because the university is closed down. Would she be eligible for any kind of unemployment?
It is unlikely because, you know, to qualify, you must have earned at least $1,600 during a recent 12-month period. This is kind of known as the base period. And then you must have earned at least $440 outside of the base period quarter in which your earnings were the highest. So for someone who was just training and not yet on the payroll, it's probably unlikely that she would be eligible for benefits. And I know that's tough when we have our college students who are just entering the job market, and so they don't have a history of wages. That is a tough situation. And, you know, worst case scenario, she can apply, right? And if they say no, they say no. But, you know, be aware that she probably won't be eligible.
Sure, because in the past 12 months, she would have made $1,600 at another job, but that job wasn't in place anymore, and she was training for this one. So, yeah, it's just kind of a tough break for her.
It is. It is so many.
I'm sorry to hear that.
That's okay.
I am too,
Thank
Mike.
You very much.
Bye. You know, another question, too, before we go back to the phone lines. Cody, do you pay taxes on unemployment?
I do not believe you do pay taxes on unemployment, although let me rephrase that. That's something I would need to look into. I suspect you would, because it's considered wages most likely. I doubt our government is going to just give some money without taking it away. But that's not something that I really am keen on right now, so I'd be happy to look that up.
Okay, thank you for saying that. I know that's not your exact area of expertise, but we're getting some questions about that on the text line. Let's go back to the phones. Tom, go ahead. You're on WGN. You got a question for Cody?
Yeah, hi. I was employed prior to the whole, we'll say March, with the start of the COVID pandemic. I had applied. The only reason I'm asking is with the stay-at-home or shelter-in-place, I'm not going to receive any type of benefits because I was unemployed prior. versus me being able to go out and go find employment if there was no shelter in place, Cody? Would applying be just a waste of time, or?
You know, I'm having a tough time following your scenario. Can you outline that for me one more time?
Sure. Sorry. I apologize. I wasn't clear. I was unemployed prior to the whole start of the COVID. I would be wasting my time and everybody else's time to apply and try and get benefits due to the shelter in place.
Did you already apply for unemployment prior to this? I mean, have you ever applied for unemployment such that you've gotten your 26 weeks?
Yeah, I had been laid off of a position. I worked at a Jaguar car dealership in Elmhurst, and the dealership closed, and I was laid off. That happened in 2017.
That happened in 2017, and so you applied for unemployment at that time and received 26 weeks, and so you ran out of your 26 weeks. Is that correct?
I received unemployment, Cody, but I was able to find employment. I didn't exhaust all 26 weeks. I didn't need it.
So so you're currently employed right now?
No, I'm not employed, Cody. I have enough money. I've had enough money where I've had enough money where it's not been a major impact to me. I left my position, sir. I left my position in October of last year.
Okay, so you voluntarily resigned your position in October of last year.
Yes, sir.
In which case, you would not be eligible for unemployment if you voluntarily resigned without good cause. So I don't think you would be.
Okay.
I didn't want to waste anybody else's time. Thank you, Anna. Thank you,
Thanks,
Cody.
Tom.
Thank you, producer. Have a good afternoon.
Absolutely. I hope that at least answered the question. It is taxable. We're hearing from several accountants on our text line. It is unemployment benefits. They are taxable. They can either take it out initially or later when you file. So one way or the other, they'll get it. They'll get it. Let's go to Susan here. We still have a little bit of time left here. Susan, go ahead. You're on WGN. You have a question for Cody.
Yes, I had called about that because I have taken care of my unemployment issues, but my son-in-law had filed his claim and forgot to have the taxes withheld, and he also has a newborn son he did not put as a deduction, and he's trying to go back in to change that. Is there a way to do that?
You know, I think the best bet would try and get someone on the phone to amend that if possible. And I know that's going to be difficult with the influx of applications we have, but I'd try and get someone on the phone and see if there's a way you can amend that.
Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Hope it helps, Susan. You're welcome. You know, really quickly, just as we end here, I'm understanding that if you be honest on your job search question, there is a CBS2 here locally did an investigation and found that on the IDES website, if you say you have to answer the question, do you actively look for work? You have to say yes to that, even though in this environment, I don't know how you can actively look for work. It's a little more difficult, but you have to say yes to that, Cody. Does that sound right to you?
That does sound right to you, because that's a hallmark of being eligible for unemployment benefits, right? We have to, unemployment benefits are for those who are actively seeking work, that are eligible in the job market. And again, I know this is a unique circumstance that we're in, but yeah, I'd click yes, and I would do that, right? It's going to be difficult, but look online, apply for places online. You don't need to necessarily go to a brick-and-mortar store and fill out an application, but apply online, look online. You can actively search without leaving your house. And so I would click yes. I wouldn't click less yes if you're not actively searching, but my advice would be to actively search at your house.
That's fair enough, and always appreciate your time, Cody. We're out of time, but thank you so much. HKM Attorneys, how do people reach you? Because I know you have a hotline, too, for folks that was pro bono.
Yeah, we have a hotline. The hotline number is 312-584-3922. Or you can also check out our Frequently Asked Questions, which is a great resource we have. And I know you've checked it out.
It answers
a lot of common questions we get. And that is just hkm.com/Chicago/coronavirus.
Awesome stuff. Thank you, Cody. Appreciate it.